Track 18, Last Word. And so we come to the end of this edition of Just Talk. But we can't finish before hearing what Neil has to say. So here he is with his last word.
They say our martyrs will face the truth, but I'm just too long in the tooth. I started to deteriorate, and now
ask someone of a mature age about their first job and their eyes will probably glaze over. They stare into the middle distance and say something like, "Do you know, I got £3 a week and that was all I needed, not like today." Well, there weren't many things to spend your money on years ago. Few holidays abroad, youngsters didn't own cars, nor crave techno gadgets. In the 50s and 60s, nightlife consisted mostly of the pub. Pictures, oops, cinema, and the Saturday night hop. Of course, inflation moved things on. If you had £100 in 1963, today you'd need £2,064.07 to achieve the same purchasing power. And we are a much more material society. We protest how hard up we are as we fill our supermarket trolleys and pull out our smartphones. Now, as you listen to these next few words, picture me with those glazed eyes and that whimsical stare. My first wage was £5.10 a week. At the time, I was living at home, rent-free, so I stashed most of it away. It was the first time I had a decent amount of money. Every so often, I'd retrieve it from its hiding place and, like Scrooge, thumb lovingly through the notes. And that's the point. There were notes. With salaries now paid direct into the bank, we have a whole generation who will never know that air of anticipation as, every Friday, we waited for the wages clerk to come through the door with his tray full of little brown envelopes stuffed with real cash. Budgeting for the week was easy. You had your wealth in your hand. When it ran out, there was no more until payday. Especially if you did like my dear late mother-in-law. She didn't check the envelope was empty and threw her husband's week's wages on the fire. A frugal week fodder for them and their two daughters. In those days, there was no plastic to swipe with the safe knowledge you could pay later. When credit cards first came on the scene, my attitude was the same as it is today when some fancy gizmo is launched. I announced that I didn't want to play that game. It was the road to ruin. I wasn't going to become a spendthrift and run up a debt. I have to admit that some of the Haverson philosophy is not always thought through. Imagine me going on a shopping trip now, buying a pair of shoes, popping into the supermarket, then filling the car up with petrol. Rather than a wallet, I'd need a small attaché case to carry the funds around. I would be great mugging fodder, and the possibility of me leaving my portable bank in a coffee shop is high. Having said that, I have a wallet bulging with credit cards, a debit card, loyalty cards, and discount cards. Apart from the financial, so many things have cards now. I have a library card, bus pass, membership cards. There's barely room for any actual money. I'm always getting lobbied to change credit cards, transfer my debts, and I won't have to pay any interest until next January. There's an amazing APR rate of only 24%. What is an APR rate anyway? Astronomical price of repayment? How could I resist the offer that if I use my credit card, I'll earn points? What am I supposed to do? Dash out and spend a load of money to get a few quid off a holiday in Benidorm? Of course, I use plastic most of the time now, but I still get a bit nervous. It's that delay after I tap my card and the bank's computer is trawling through its files to find a creditworthy N. Haverson. Will I have the embarrassment of being declined in front of an important queue? And I wouldn't get my points, so no holiday in Benidorm.
Thank you, Neil. You really are a card.